fearful abounding at this time in this country of these detestable slaves of the devil, the witches and enchanters, hath moved me, beloved reader, to dispatch in post this following treatise of mine. His Majesty, King James. The year is 1606. Two forms of tyranny stalk the British Isles. King James I and VI has launched a war against the forces of the devil, casting out the moderates at the Royal Inquisition and creating the position of witch finder general for the ambitious Lord Salisbury. The following decades would see these witch finders murder hundreds of innocents during sham trials as the devil laughed from the sidelines. Meanwhile, the crown of the Empire of the Nine Circles would continue to make pacts with mortals, growing stronger with each soul signed away. Pacts were given out to any and all that would take them. But the prejudiced profiles of witchcraft used by the witchfinders meant a true demon's hand was rarely caught. When, by fluke of their ham-fisted hunts, a hand was caught, their execution only ensured their soul for their demonic patron, speeding it on its way to fuel the fires of damnation. The crown was fighting a losing battle, and the people of the land would suffer. But another tale lies beneath this one. Lord Matthew Stern, once Royal Inquisitor General, saw the fate of this war as it began. When he was unceremoniously expelled from his position, he formed his own force, a secret inquisition, outside of the jurisdiction of the crown. The year is this year, 1862. Through seance, you shall commune with the inquisitors and divine their fate. You will act with an agenda of mercy, fighting the tide of public hysteria fueled by the crown, while finding those with the command of black magic. Here we lay out our discoveries under the name chosen by the short-sighted king. Demonology.